Williams in Night at the Roxbury and Father Tylenol Ritley in Superstar. He is 65 years old today. Patti Smyth from, of course, the 80s group Scandal. She is celebrating her 67th birthday. Love Patti Smyth.
Do you remember Goodbye to You by Scandal?
Yeah, that was a great song.
That was a great song. Yeah. I mean, you hear The Warrior all the time. But
yeah, maybe I'll find Goodbye to You would be a good one to play this morning. I'll do some digging and some searching.
And then she had to go off and marry John McEnroe.
I know. They're still married, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they've been married a long time.
Long time.
I don't know how anybody as cool as Patti Smyth ends up with John McEnroe. Like, I've never understood that one at all. That's one of those, like, weird anomaly ones in my world.
You have to wonder if he has tempered a little bit, because I just remember him throwing tennis rackets around and saying that ball was on the line all
Maybe
the time.
Maybe he's just
constantly
uber competitive or something. Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe he's much more chill at home. I mean, I've seen him do other stuff. He's not super chill at all. So I'm going to say no, but we'll go with that.
Patti can hold her own.
That's right.
She's not letting any of that stuff fly.
She's pretty awesome. Yeah. Chris Isaak, of course, he had his big hit Wicked Game. He is 68 years old. Mick Jones, who played guitar for the Clash, is 69. Of course, we're talking Rock the Casbah, London Calling, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And then we have Geddy Wantabi, who played Long Duck Dong in 16 Candles. He was Kaz in Gung Ho and Atun in Volunteers. And then he also played Nurse Yash on ER from 1997 until 2003. He's 69 years old today. I know. That's mind-blowing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And then we have Billy Davis Jr., who is a singer in the Fifth Dimension. Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. If you were a child of the 60s, you'll remember that one. He is celebrating his 86th birthday today. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, super easy. All you have to do is text 355-9970. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. It's going to actually be a beautiful day. Farmer's Market starting in about a half hour in downtown Baraboo. It'd be a perfect morning to get down there and do a little shopping. Lots of sun today, 80, pretty much the carbon copy tomorrow. Rain possible by the end of the week. But I'm going to let Sean Cable tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have ABC and local news next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Fine art, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden pardoning thousands of military veterans who were convicted under a law that banned gay sex for more than half a century. The president saying in a statement that the military is righting an historic wrong. Those vets who were dishonorably discharged will be able to take advantage of benefits that they have been denied. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange pleading guilty to one count of violating the Espionage Act and arriving back in his home country of Australia. Human rights lawyer Jennifer Robinson outside court.
Today is a historic day. It brings to an end 14 years of legal battles. And finally, after 14 years of legal battles, Julian Assange can go home a free man.
The U.S. Supreme Court expected to rule on at least some of the dozen cases left from this term, among them one deciding the absolute immunity question for Donald Trump, the former president and the current one getting ready for tomorrow night's debate in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A large fight between multiple children and parents happened Monday afternoon on Madison's South Side, and it ended in police arresting a man. The Madison Police Department was told just before 6 p.m. that 10 to 20 children and their parents were fighting on the 2900 block of Traceway Drive. Officers said that people on both sides were throwing rocks at each other and threatening to fight one another. The Madison Police Department noted a gun was also mentioned. Police spoke with several people at the scene and reported no gun was found. Officers took a 32-year-old man into custody for alleged disorderly conduct. The National Weather Service confirmed on Monday night that two more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on June 22nd, one in Argyle, where the tornado struck at 135 miles per hour. The main damage was to the Apple Grove Lutheran Church. Another tornado hit Belmont with estimated peak winds of 80 miles per hour. This marks eight tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service that touched down this past weekend. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more rain and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
99.7.
We hope that you're having a great Wednesday morning. We've made it halfway through another work week. Always a little reason to celebrate that, and the fact that, well, today we're not going to see any rain. It's not going to be 90 degrees and maybe a little less humidity. I think these are all good reasons to be in a good mood on a Wednesday morning. Throw in the coffee, throw in a donut. You got yourself a day, I'm telling you. I'm Maddie Jones. Here's the Pet Shop Boys. This is West End Girls now on 99.7 Max FM.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End. Shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what?
city and every nation, from Lake Geneva to the Finland Station.
And more.
Ninety-nine Max FM.
When doves cry, there is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:15 right now. And before we heard from Prince, I had a little technical snafu trying to get goodbye to you from Scandal on the air. It helps when you turn things on, Finn. But then I realized that things weren't turned on until it was too late and Prince was already playing. So we'll give it another try here in just a few minutes.
You were just giving us a teaser. And besides that, Prince, he doesn't get preempted. Prince,
I know. This is true. This is true. You let Prince play, and maybe that was, you know, the way of the purple one shining down from wherever he might be in this universe, letting me know that you will not take me out of this playlist.
Not so fast, Matty Jones.
But Prince, it's Patti Smyth, and it's a great song, so we have to hear goodbye to you as well. I'll do my best and try again a little later. I feel like it's a Monday with that mistake, and like it's like the green button wasn't even on. I was like, why is this thing not playing? And then green means go kind of thing. Anyway, it happens. Sometimes it happens to the best of us. It happens to me mostly all the time. So there is that. There is that. So, you know, we live in a day and age where people love fantasy sports, right? You know, everything from your fantasy football league all the way down to creating fantasy NBA teams and baseball and all of that kind of stuff. Well, it turns out, Finn, that some of those sports leagues, those fantasy ones, have a fun, have fun attached to them. But there's a bit of an embarrassing punishment for the person who comes in last place in addition to the total annihilation of their mental health. There's this new study out which warns fantasy players that it can become an obsession and that the more deeply you engage with the game, the more extreme the emotional experiences become for better and for worse. Oh, just go to social media after any Sunday football game and just see the reaction of the fans to let you know that this is absolutely true. Yeah. In other words, fantasy sports can deliver intense emotional highs alongside potentially troubling lows. It's not like unlike gambling, honestly. According to the researchers, being a fan of sports in general is kind of a gamble, so I guess it would make sense. You know, if you're, for instance, a Cleveland Browns fan, well, it's not exactly good for your mental state of being, you know? For Packers fans, too, Packers fans get a little like, you know, enamored with the game. So I totally understand. The researchers also found that the more experienced players generally reported less anxiety than newcomers. So over time, participants might actually develop coping mechanisms. This is the word of the researchers, to handle the inherent uncertainties and disappointments of fantasy sports. The negative mental health outcomes weren't just in players, though, who came in last place. They were also common in players who were the most competitive and the ones who had a financial stake in the game. So the authors of this particular study say that this shows that fantasy sports isn't just harmless entertainment like everybody wants to think that it is. And again, just go to social media after your favorite team plays a game on a Sunday. I mean, it'll tell you everything you need to know about how seriously we take this game. From the firing of every employee of the team to I could get out there and do it. No, you couldn't.
Quarterback. Yeah,
exactly. But if you play fantasy sports, none of this is surprising. It's a thrill and it can be a little bit of a drain, whether you're doing well or you're being hammered with poor performances, injuries, disappointment, regret, you know, the whole bit. So it's worth noting, though, this study did not follow fantasy players throughout a season. The data was just collected at one time. It also involved people playing fantasy soccer. So I guess you take that for what it's worth. But, still, I think it's all along the same lines, because if you're a major fan of any sport, you're going to be a major fan of any sport, and you're going to take the ups and the downs just the same as any other fan would. So I think it's interesting. That's why I can't really get into the fantasy stuff. I just can't. And when you take the human perspective out of sports and the fact that it is sheer entertainment, I think you're missing a big aspect of what it actually is.
Well, so there's nobody in the Hartman Jones household that is into the fantasy sports at all?
Mm-hmm. Max dabbles a little bit. He used to be bigger into it. The last couple of years, he has not been as into it as he was in the past. He has, I think, one or two fantasy leagues that he just does with some friends now for fun. At one point, he actually had competitive fantasy leagues, you know, like at all the football sites and all of that kind of stuff. But now he just kind of does it for fun with some buddies. And not to say that he didn't do well. Max actually did pretty well when he had his fantasy leagues, but taking care of all of them and, you know, just trying to pay attention to what was going on, he realized sometimes life gets a little busy for that, and he just didn't have the time to do it. So he just has some fun with it now. It's not like it used to be anyway. But the rest of us, no, we don't do any fantasy leagues out here. We don't get into the brackets at in March Madness or anything like that. That's just not something that we've ever done. Love to watch our Packers. Football's usually on in the fall and the winter months because, quite honestly, what day isn't football on anymore? But that doesn't mean we're hardcore paying attention to it. A lot of times it's just background noise, especially if the Packers aren't playing. So then we move on with life. It's just kind of how it is.
I guess some of these fantasy players are just a little too passionate. It's almost like when my kids were growing up and they would be playing a video game and they'd get all wound up and invested in it. And I would always remind them, it's a game.
It's a game.
It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Chill.
You know, that's the thing, too, is if you're getting that worked up about it, how can that be an enjoyable sort of entertainment for you? I mean, some of my favorite stuff to do during football games is to literally go to social media and see the meltdown of fans over on social media. It's glorious and awful all at the same time, but it is one of the most eye-opening moments you're ever going to have looking at the human psyche, because it is absolutely crazy to the point where you're like, how could you actually call this anything enjoyable that you want to do when this is how worked up you actually are? It's a little frightening all at the same time. So
I remember seeing a video last year of a guy that got so wound up that he threw his TV into the driveway and just smashed it. It's like, whoa, dude, chill.
You know, and I think fantasy, you know, and Chris Hovel and I have had this conversation amongst ourselves. I think fantasy also creates an unrealistic expectation for some fans. Not all. Some of them are just doing it for fun. But for some fans, it creates an unrealistic expectation about where a team is, because you don't get to just go out as a GM and blow your budget and, you know, build this fantasy roster. I mean, some teams can, but eventually they have to pay up because that's how the NFL works. You don't have the opportunity to just go build this fantasy roster. It's how all sports work. You know, eventually you've got to pay the real money to real people. And so I think it leaves an unrealistic expectation for some fans of sports. And I particularly pay attention to football, so I see it most during the NFL. I don't so much pay attention to other fantasy leagues during other times of the year. But during football, you really, really see it, because if your team isn't out there, you know, trouncing their opponent by 40 points because that's what your fantasy team or Madden shows you that you should be able to do. I mean, that's not realistic. Both teams want to play. Both teams are going to show up and compete no matter what the record is, because these are professional athletes who get paid to do a job. You know, I mean, I think it leaves an unrealistic expectation for a lot of people if they can't separate what is actually a fantasy league versus what's a real life NFL league. Hi, Corey Hartman. Are you leaving for the day? All right, I get a wave. Yay, a wave. Okay, I guess that was his I'm out the door wave. Okay. But anyway, so yes, so I think it's an interesting phenomenon. And I think that people just automatically expect their team to win because they built this incredible fantasy team at some point in time. Again, not realistic. It's not going to happen. So
maybe just go to family night. Go to family night and unwind and have a good time with the family. Show the kids how to be. Just
that's the
you know,
other thing. Do you want to be that person who, you know, is in front of your kids pounding on the TV and throwing the TV?
Yeah, I mean, what kind of example
like
are you setting?
I mean, we get up and we cheer, and if it's, you know, down to the wire and all of a sudden, you know, you don't know if they're going to win the game, and then they make a field goal to win by a point, yes, we stand up and we cheer. And then we're like, this is cool, they won the game, and we talk about it for, you know, a few minutes in our house, and then everybody moves on.
There might even be a deeper social commentary on this. We had a story in the news today about kids and families apparently throwing rocks at each other and getting engaged in this basically gang warfare. It's like, wow. You know,
people, we just need to calm down a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
I think we take everything too seriously in this world, and then we can't separate what is like actually happening from what should be happening. You know, I mean, I think we have, or like from our expectations, I think we just have a hard time separating things because everybody gets so into the moment and doesn't really stop to think about what's going on. Of course, though, I guess parents acting badly at kids' sports has been happening for a really long time.
For a long time.
That's nothing new. You always had that one dad, right? You always had that one dad during your kids' baseball games that at one point in time when you were like, oh, dude, just sit down. Now it feels like there's a lot of those parents. I mean, dads, moms, everybody involved. It feels like there's a lot. And that's not fair for the kids. Let them go have some fun.
Again, being passionate and being supportive, all great.
Right?
Find your inner zen, okay? Yeah. Just,
meditate
mellow.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Just do a little meditation beforehand. Raw dog it like the guys on those planes. Just stare at the back of the seat in front of you for hours on end. You don't need to think about anything else. Just do that when you're
sometimes
your
it's
games.
Just like an example of anger management classes,
right?
You know?
Yeah. Wow. It's pretty pathetic. Yeah. So if you're already starting to think about the fantasy stuff, people, I mean, because I know a lot of people are. Packers training camp starts in about a month here, maybe even a little less than a month. So I know there's a lot of people who are going to start getting into, you know, the football fantasy and all of that kind of stuff. Keep it into perspective this year. That's all we're trying to tell you. All we're trying to say this morning. Go have fun with your fantasy leagues. Bet the money that you want to bet, but you also have to keep it into perspective at the same time, I think. That's the moral of the story anyway. And you mentioned it, family night. If you don't want to go that route and you want to keep it a little bit more exciting and a little less stressful, tickets for family night August 3rd at Lambeau Field go on sale today. About an hour and a half, in fact, they go on sale on Ticketmaster. Only $10, by the way, for you to get into the doors of Lambeau and watch the Green Bay Packers in a scrimmage situation. But it's a really cool, relaxed atmosphere, even though it's a practice. They always have it's always a good time if you go to family night. Now, we do have to take a look at the forecast right now, Finn, because, well, it's going to be an actually beautiful day. I can guarantee you if you're going to family night, it's probably not going to be a gorgeous day.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know what it is about family night. Yeah. Every time family night rolls around, it is hot, it's humid, and inevitably it starts to rain at some point. It's kind of this weird phenomenon. Anyway, sunny today and 80, 56 tonight. Tomorrow going to be also very, very nice. Partly cloudy with a high near 75. Our next chance for rain and thunderstorms Friday night and Friday night, I should say. Right now, it is 70.
This is the Sauk County Public Health Minute brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
I'm here today with Steve Lisser, Manager of Environmental Health at Public Health Sauk County. Steve, what is your team's main role?
Our goal is to protect Sauk County residents, visitors, and businesses by ensuring safety standard compliance. We do that by licensing and inspecting over 1,600 food and recreational establishments throughout the county.
That's a lot of places to keep an eye on. Is there anything you want the public to know as we head into summer?
Spring and summer is when we see a lot of new businesses starting up. Before you get started, please call us to ensure you're licensed properly. If you're taking ownership of a previously licensed business, you will need a new license.
How can the public learn more about your programs?
Visit our page on the Sauk County website under Environmental Health or call us at 608-355-4327.
This has been the Sauk County Public Health Minute, brought to you by Back Road Baraboo Motors.
Whether you're shopping new or pre-owned, we've got something that's just right for you at Back Road Baraboo Motors. Plus, with Baraboo to You, you'll get free shipping up to 100 miles and a 20-day, 500-mile vehicle exchange policy. And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
99.7
It's 8:30 right now. Eventually, I'm going to get this song on the air, and I'm going to get rid of all my technical difficulties or personal difficulties this morning. Patti Smyth celebrating a birthday today. Of course, we got to pull out some Scandal. She is 67 today, and this is Goodbye to You. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I mean, it took me long enough to get it on the air, but I finally did it. I finally pushed the right buttons to make it happen. So there you go, as we celebrate Patti Smyth on her birthday today. That was a good song this morning. Thank you so much for the suggestion, Finn. It is 8:34 right now. And hey, I want to remind you that if you'd love to save yourself a whole lot of money and you'd like to shop local, well, you can do both of those things by going to maxfmbigdeals.com. And we're talking savings in some cases up to 50% off. Now, I'm over in the store right now. Here's an example of some of the things that you're going to find. If you love movies, music, or gaming, Spin Shack in downtown Baraboo has you covered on all fronts. A $20 certificate to do a little shopping there. Only $12 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. If you want to enjoy a delicious ice cream treat, you can head to Tin Roof Sunday and Dairy, I should say, in downtown Baraboo. We've got a two-pack of $5 certificates, $10 value, because I know math early in the morning is hard. That's only going to cost you $7.50 when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Instant download available there as well, meaning you don't wait for us to send you anything. It's right there on your phone, and you can go in later this afternoon on a beautiful 80-degree day and get something delicious at Tin Roof Dairy. Then, of course, if you want a little adventure in your life, maybe a little something to do with the family, how about a day of axe throwing at Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells? A $25 certificate for you to go enjoy that, only $17.50 right now when you shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. Really, no matter what you're looking for, we've got you covered. Whether it's for you specifically, whether it's for the home, a great meal, an adult beverage, or a little entertainment, MaxFMBigDeals.com is the place to go find it. I'm telling you, you're going to save yourself a whole lot. You're going to have extra in the wallet. That is a quadruple win situation. I don't know if it's quadruple or not, but I know there's a lot of wins involved, so we'll go with that. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be gorgeous today. Lots of sun with a high near 80. And then pretty nice again tomorrow before we have more chances for rain at the end of the week. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We're also going to have sports with Mike Ganger next right here on Max FM.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center offers patients the latest technology. Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Part of that technology is a ROSA robot, which is a robot-assisted knee replacement. I still perform the procedure as the surgeon. However, the robot helps me make very precise and accurate cuts. One step further is called the Smart Knee. It's a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant that provides movement data for each patient. I believe it enhances their recovery. It provides them some reassurance that, yeah, I am doing well and I'm headed in the right direction.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers get another win last night over the defending champion Texas Rangers. 3-1 in the final there. Texas got a nearly 1-0 lead, but then one run in the third for the Brewers. A solo home run in the fifth from Joey Ortiz. They'd added another in the seventh, and that was plenty to get the win. Thanks to a fantastic pitching performance for the team. It was a bullpen start with Hobie Milner getting the go, and then Bryce Wilson came in and went 6 innings. Gave up just 3 hits and struck out 4 batters in his time. He improves to 47-33 for the year. They'll finish up this 3-game series against the Rangers at home today. 1:10 is going to be the first pitch. 1:10 is going to be the first pitch for that one at AmFam Field. Round 1 of the NBA draft tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks have 1 pick in the first round, number 23. They acquired that one from New Orleans. The team will also have a pick in the second round. That is number 33. It'll be the 3rd pick of that second round. NBA draft coverage starts tonight on ABC and ESPN. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more rain and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
99.7. It's 8:40 right now. We are warming up nicely this morning. Working on that high of 80 today. It is going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. Get out and enjoy it if you can. It's Tears for Fears now. Everybody wants to rule the world on 99.7 Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:44 right now. And Finn, we have to take a look at our calendar days here this morning. You know, all those little things that we like to celebrate that really just get us through to the end of a week and hopefully closer to a weekend faster than we can even acknowledge, right? That's the goal of Monday through Friday, at least in my world. Just get to the weekend. It's kind of like Dory says in Nemo, just keep swimming. That's exactly. That's always what I feel like every single day. All right, so taking a look at what we have here. It's National Barcode Day. Nothing gets more exciting than a barcode.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when they work, they're awesome. But how many times have we been in the store, whether you're checking yourself out or somebody else is checking you out, and you just keep swiping and it won't read the stupid barcode? Whatever it's on gets a little bit of a crease in it, so it can't read the barcode. And then you have to try to type it in manually, but you can't see that one number that's on the crease. See, that's when things go wonky with a barcode. but up until that point, there's all sorts of order, and I love a good barcode for that reason. So it's one moment in time that really gets you once in a great while anyway. Today is also Beautician's Day. I like to call this Stylist Day because I mean I feel like beautician is kind of a bit of an archaic type word.
Yeah,
so I like to say stylist.
Yeah, out of date term. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say stylist, and let's just be honest. If it wasn't for my stylist, things would also be going wonky like that barcode. So thank you, Mel. Thank you so much for consistently keeping my hair on par and making sure that I stay in check with my aspirations of what I want it to do. You know, because you go in there and you're like, make me look like this, and Mel will look at me and she'll be like, I can't. There's no way your hair is doing that. So she keeps me in check. So I appreciate that as well. Let's see. Ooh, this is another exciting one today, Finn. It's Parchment Day. National Parchment Paper Day.
Ooh,
I love parchment paper. That's the best stuff to cook with. Now, I know your lovely wife does a whole lot in the kitchen. Is she a parchment paper fan, or is she just a spray it until it won't stick anymore kind of person?
No, she's parchment paper. For
I love
sure.
Parchment paper. Yeah. It's the best. I make everything on parchment paper. I mean, if I'm doing like a sheet pan meal, I lay parchment paper in the bottom of it just because it helps with the stick and, you know, the grease and all of that kind of stuff afterwards. Cleanup is so much faster when you use a little bit of parchment paper. I mean, I don't know if we can make parchment paper seem that exciting, but I'm going to try. I'm going to really
try. It's amazing what it can do, though. So that's a good thing.
It really, truly is. You know, you can put it into the oven up to like 450 degrees.
Right.
It's fine.
It's
it just
good.
Turned a little brown.
Yeah.
I know. It's good, good stuff. Now, of course, we always like to end with our food and our drink ones. So today is also National Coconut Day. This kind of means that I should go get a Mounds, I think, because I love myself some coconut. Now, are you a coconut fan? Are you cool with the coconut? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But it's a polarizing thing in the family because are... Taylor does not like coconut. He is anti-coconut, and I don't understand. I love coconut.
I think coconut's amazing. I mean, like, I wouldn't sprinkle it on everything. Let's be honest. It's not like the green onions in my coffee. I'm not going to start doing it. But I don't know, though. Coconut and coffee seems a whole lot better than green onions in my coffee.
Sure.
Sometimes
I use that Almond Joy creamer.
Yeah. Oh,
and I love
amazing.
It. It's great.
Yeah, that sounds delicious. It's also Tropical Cocktails Day today. Speaking of a little coconut, I mean, if you're going to put a little umbrella in things and hand it to me while I'm sitting in a hammock, that I could actually get in a hammock. I have to be honest here. My husband's listening this morning and I don't need him to call me out. Not that I could actually get in a hammock. Let's say a lawn chair, a nice tall one so that I can actually get back out of it because I'm old in those things. But if you're going to hand me a drink with an umbrella in it, yes, I'm totally down with that. That sounds delicious.
Those umbrella drinks almost totally require you to be on a beach, don't they?
Absolutely. You should definitely be on a beach, or at least pretend you're on a beach somewhere if somebody's going to hand you a tropical cocktail drink. And then, of course, we're going to end with a good old staple. It's National Chocolate Pudding Day today.
All right.
Oh, who doesn't love some good chocolate pudding, though? When my kids were little, they didn't really like the texture of pudding, and then they learned the goodness of chocolate pudding in those little snacky packs, and life changed dramatically after that for them. Let's just be honest. Put a little whipped whipped cream on your chocolate pudding.
There you go.
And now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Magic.
My favorite chocolate pudding is the little snacky packs that have the swirl of vanilla in the middle, layered between the two chocolates.
Yep.
And then you can, oh, so good. So good. Now I need a snacky pack today, Finn. That's
there you go.
I'm gonna enjoy that with a coconut, piece of coconut on the side,
and
then
an umbrella
my tropical drink. That's my tropical
Pina colada.
Drink.
There you go.
Exactly. See, now we're talking about a Wednesday. Anything else that you had planned just seems stupid and mundane after that. Now, when you're talking umbrella drinks with mounds and some chocolate pudding, now things seem okay on a Wednesday. Let's be honest.
However, Escape the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes is banned.
No,
that is, we don't need that.
Mm-mm. Nope. Nobody needs to do that in life. Nobody needs to go down that road on a Wednesday. Now, here's the thing, though. There's a lot of people who really love that song, which I find crazy and ironic. Listen to the lyrics. He was
a despicable
human being.
He
was despicable. They were despicable. It was like starting a swingers club, only in a song form. And
he's going to cheat on his wife, but then his wife shows up. He thinks it's just creepy.
Very strange. Very strange.
Very strange. So it's catchy. I'll give you that.
Sure. You can sing along to it. Do you ever find yourself when you start singing along to that song because it is catchy? You're like, no. What am I doing? Stop. Stop it. Don't do that.
I described it to Phoenix, our son Phoenix, one day. And he's like, that is not a real song.
Oh, no,
and
it's
then
a real song, dude.
I got to the Echo Dot, asked Alexa to play Pina Colada song, and he was roaring. He thought it was hilarious.
Oh, you should try Muskrat Love for him then sometime if he thought
boy,
that was funny.
Little Captain and Tennille for you.
That's right. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Not bad today. We're going to drop the humidity just a little bit, which is good because it was pretty brutal out there yesterday. We're also going to drop the heat a little bit. There's a nice north breeze today, so that's good stuff. Lots of sunshine with a high around 80. Finn, this is perfect weather if you want to head down to Farmer's Market. It is happening right now at the square in downtown Baraboo. Go get yourself some fresh baked goods because there's a lot of those down there, and also some different things that are already in season, and they are going to be open until about 12:30 this afternoon. 56 tonight, and then tomorrow, beautiful day once again, partly cloudy with a high near 75. Our chance for rain and thunderstorms comes back on Friday and into Friday night. Right now, it is 73.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
The Spring Green Arts Fair is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green, Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. SpringGreenArtFair.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
More 99.7 Max FM.
Two.
something wrong and you can't put your finger on it. Right then, roll to me.